front, ma'am.
Good afternoon. My name is Lynn Knoll, 32829 Ocean Reach Drive, Henlopen Landing. I am strongly in opposition to this. And I will start with the most recent comments. If you let this go through, the face of Belltown will change forever. Yes, there are many for sale signs on Beaver Dam and Route 9. Those signs have popped up since the talk of a brew pub. You heard from the gentleman who lives directly behind the church. He will be out of a house, and he's out of there. He's gone. The other residents of Belltown also want to be gone. I don't believe too many people want to live near a brew pub. Also, the most recent comment that you heard some sighs about were the dilapidated black schoolhouse across the street from the church that should never be torn down. It's historical. It's important, as important as that church for that area of Belltown. I live, you can see on there, Beaver Dam Road and Salt Marsh Road. What you don't see is to the left of Salt Marsh Road are 275 houses, Henlopen Landing. Henlopen Landing owns Salt Marsh Boulevard. To say that traffic will circle around and come around to the lights over here at Belltown Road and enter and exit this brew pub is a dream, because it's not going to happen. Henlopen Landing owns Salt Marsh Boulevard with public access. So we have to plow it, we have to blacktop it, we have to take care of it, and we are going to be inundated with so much traffic coming through on Salt Marsh Boulevard as they come up to Plantation Road, stop at the light at, what's the name of that road?
Belltown?
No. The one. Anyway, and they'll come right through Salt Marsh and zip right into the brew pub. It's going to be a nightmare. I'll continue on the traffic. It's stated that there's not going to be much impact with the traffic, but getting in and out of this restaurant, brew pub, there's 600 proposed units for Coastal Club. Lewis Crossing, 192. The villas at Lewis Crossing is questionable at this point with 80 units. Heron Bay is adding 300 homes, all west of this brew pub. There is going to be a lot of traffic. These are people that live here. And of course, Henlopen Landing with 275 units. Their traffic study was not taken during the summer when you can't come, you can't go, how people are going to get here. My other comment, I'm done with the traffic, but the other comment is, how viable is this restaurant going to be? Just down the street at Nassau Vineyards, the restaurant closed, Paradigm. That is now closed. That was a nice restaurant. West of Route 1, it is no longer there. Family-friendly brew pub. All in one sentence. I'm not sure how much sense that makes. If I had a young family, the question in my mind is, would I take them to a brew pub? How many brew pubs does Sussex County need? Dewey, Rehoboth, the Crooked Hammock on King's Highway. We have one in Milton. So now when the brew pub and craft beer business starts to fizzle out, which it will in the future, what happens to this property? How do we know this restaurant brew pub is going to be viable? They may come in to look at Dogfish Head, so then are they going to top the evening off, as Councilman Deaver said, and head out on the road? I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to find out. And I'm not sure I heard correctly the gentleman who spoke first, but I thought what I heard, I can't tell you what he said, I can tell you what I heard, was that the congregation voted for the sale of the property. But they did not vote for the sale of the property to a brewery, per se. I believe that's what was said. So we don't really know. The congregation wants to sell the building, but do they want to sell it as a brew pub? Do they want beer being brewed at their at this church? This church is attended every weekend. There's cars there. They're still having funerals there. It's an active membership at this church. I understand their dilemma. I get it. They need to sell the building. I don't think they need to sell it to Beach Fire Brewery. I think they have a nice concept. It's a good concept in the wrong location. And that's what I want to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May
Thank
I ask you a question, Mr. President?
Sure.
Because I do share your thoughts, and I believe you're here for represent, you know, a community that has concern. And so I think...
I don't know that I represent the community.
Well, I mean, you are, as a public, you are here, in my
person.
Mind, you are part of the public. So, but truly, the question I have is, I think there is a continuous message here, whereas people want to preserve this building. You have just shared that. Your concern is that you're not excited about having a brew pub there, per se. So do you have a thought? This has been on the market, to my knowledge, as it was shared, since 2007, and it was shared that not one offer has yet to be presented. So the question that I have is, what thoughts do you have, what solutions do you have regarding this very building?
You know,
well, I understand their dilemma. I really do. But since the brew pub has come up, Belltown is now for sale. They're selling their houses to get out of Belltown. Those for sale signs, I admit, have been up. But all of a sudden, Beaver Dam and Route 9, everything's for sale. All of a sudden, Belltown will be changed forever when this brew pub goes up. What to do with that church, what to do with the building, I don't know if there are state grants, if there are historical grants, something to save the building. I understand I would not want to see that church demolished, as much as I would not want to see the black schoolhouse demolished. Is it dilapidated? Of course it's dilapidated. But you know what? Are we going to tear it down and kill it? When I get dilapidated, I don't want somebody to come in and say, your time's up. Bye-bye. I don't get it.
Okay.
We're Thanks. Ruining something that is good.
Very good.
Thank you for your comments.
Appreciate that.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak, sir? And then, ma'am, I saw your hand up next. You'd be next.
I have a question. Mr. Moore,
yes.
Are we going to hear from the Del Dot folks?
We're going to let all the people want to speak in opposition. We're letting each side with their viewpoint speak, and then we'll ask Del Dot.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my name is Ken Service. I'm a resident of Henlopen and Landings at 17749 Whaling Court. My property backs up to Beaver Dam Road. I'd like you, every one of you members, to come sit in my backyard and see what kind of traffic goes by my house on the backside. Hot rotting, speed limits just being violated left and right. The traffic coming in off Church Street, Beaver Dam Road. It's horrendous. Now you want to stick, they say, what is it, 18 cars an hour into that same area, and you're increasing two more access points, one onto Beaver Dam and one onto Highway 9. We can't get out onto Highway 9 off of Church Street the way it is. So I don't know what this is going to solve. I think something should be done with the traffic situation before anything go-ahead is given on this project. And I think DelDOT should be more concerned about this too, because, again, I'd like to block off Beaver Dam Road if I had a choice. But we can't because the developer signed an agreement. I don't know if it was the council or who they did. And we have to leave it open for public. There's hot rotting going on there. They're coming in and they're tearing up the grass alongside the road because they're...
You mean Salt Marsh Boulevard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're tearing up our grass because that's the type of traffic that's coming through there. And I just think we got to sit down with DelDOT and iron out that situation before we increase it some more. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, thank you.
Could you spell your last name for me, please?
S-E-R-V-A-I-S.
Thanks.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, you can start coming forward.
My name is Victoria Gibbs. I live at 17688 Beaver Dam Road in Lewis, Delaware. And I know that you're concerned about the traffic, so am I. But before I get into that, I would love to say it is not settling good with my spirit. I was born and raised in Belltown. My mother, my great-grandmother, I got married there. I want to say to the panel, just hypothetically, if it was your church in your community where you live right now, and somebody said, we want a brew pub on that property, if you're really, really talking about serving the Lord and loving the church, would it sit well with you? It doesn't with me. As Mr. Farlow was speaking and his wife wrote a letter, Mr. Farlow wasn't raised in Belltown. Mr. Farlow's getting ready to sell his property and he'll be out of there. I live on Beaver Dam Road right now without a brew pub. I think it would be a good establishment. I don't think these people are trying to just totally destroy Belltown. However, at the end of the day, it's traffic now we can't get out. We use Henlope Atlantic Salt Marsh Road. We know that's not ours. We know that we really shouldn't go through there. I stand at my bedroom window and watch the teenagers race down the road. I watch the traffic go. I'm one who goes down there. I had to set my mind on, hold up, you're not on the highway. You're going down a private road. It's horrible. And as far as the history of Belltown, we do know the history. We went to that dilapidated school. It's owned by Betts. Betts store bought that. Yes. Nobody in Belltown owns that had the history of Belltown. Mm-hmm. And we did go to the school. We know the history. The congregation that's in that church, that whoever went in that congregation to ask, only two people that go to that church were born in Belltown. The rest of that congregation don't. The pastor that's there now come from North Carolina. He don't know Jake Bell. He don't even hardly know me. The bottom line at the end of the day, it's not good for our community. I am 63. I don't want to hear the music. I live at the end of Church Road, four houses on the right. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm sickly. My husband's sick. He has a heart problem. You got the next door neighbor that's in a wheelchair. You got senior citizens down that road. The houses that are for sale, the people are deceased, most of them. Mm-hmm. They're deceased. We have developments come, and as far as we're concerned, I've talked to a lot of people in Belltown, and you know what we say as a black community, money is going to supersede. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. I don't believe that the buyer is concerned about the history of that church. They're going to put up a few plaques. They're going to serve liquor and beer, which was an edifice. This is where I got my foundation. This is where I learned about the Lord. This is where they taught me how to live right, how to respect you and them. I won't disrespect them, but I won't service them. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to keep it real with you people. You can approve that brew pub if you want. Now, here's what I've been hearing from young people on the street. Oh, I heard they're going to have a brew pub in Belltown. We don't call Belltown Lewis. They do, because they didn't live here. They're saying, we got a brew pub in Belltown. The young people are talking about going. If you had your ears and eyes open, everywhere the young people, basically the black community go, you got shootings, you got crime, you got beatings, and you know what I'm talking about. You're in Belltown, you're not in Lewis. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to go down. We don't need it. We don't want it. We don't like it. It's not good for our community. And all the people in our community are saying the same thing. My husband said today, why are you even going? They're going to do what they want to do. Their money is going to supersede your voice. They don't care how many cars go through there. They don't care, evidently, about the accidents. And when you get up in age, like most of us who are still living, that were born and raised in Belltown, we have a time with the traffic. If you get behind me, blow your horn right, you scare me to death. At the end of the day, it isn't good for our community. It's good for who wants to buy it. It's good for Mr. Farlow because it's money in his pocket. It's good for the brew pub. They're going to make money. Then they want to make an access where you can't turn left. What about me? I want to turn left to go to Shortcut. The people, when you give directions on a GPS, it gives you the short route. It gives you the scenic route. Once we learned, just like Salt Marsh Road, mm-hmm. once we learned, oh my goodness, we don't have to wait in all this traffic. We can take a shortcut and go through these people's community. When the people learn the road, they're not going to follow no directions. They're going to go the shortest route. And I would appreciate if you really consider the traffic, our hearts, and the pain we're feeling about this situation. It is appalling. And for one thing, it started with the church that's selling it. I've never heard of anybody saying, I'm serving the Lord and going to continue to sell another church to a brew pub. And those who wants, half the people in that church don't like it. It's a board, just like you are, to make a decision. It's a board. And it's four or five on the board. It's not even 20. And they want money. No, they may not the upkeep of that church. But it's a sad situation, and it'll be a very sad day for us who were born and raised in Belltown, because somebody wants to make a dollar and dress up the conversation beautifully, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But at the end of the day, we're going to serve alcohol in that edifice. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something else. When I sat here and I listened at the little jokes, and it was funny, some things, some people chuckled, it wasn't funny at all to me. It's terrible. And the people in Belltown, like you said, we don't like the traffic. Whether Dell Dots approve it, whether you approve it, you all need to know that when you rest at night, we're not comfortable. And that's what I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs.
There was a couple other hands. Sir, I think your hand had been up. Mm-hmm. Sir, your hand had been up, and then the lady behind you after that.
Mike Miller, resident 32107 Jimtown Road, Lewis, Delaware. I spoke at the plan and zoning meeting, and I heard a lot of interesting things, and I heard some more interesting things today. And I want to, you know, I heard the council say we're here for, you know, land use. We can make anything land use anytime we want it. The question is it right? You guys, as long as the building fits and, you know, there's enough parking spots and enough square footage and Dell Dot says it's okay, then fine, we'll approve it. Not too long ago, the property right on that corner where they said it's going to be cleared up, it was sold, and it was supposed to be an eyeglass place. Do you remember that, Mr. Cole? Because you was on the council at that point in time. On the corner of Church Road and Beaver Dam.
I don't remember.
It was, the property was sold, and it was supposed to be an eyeglass place, and it didn't get approved.
Because you remember?
Oh, I think the lot was too small.
The lot was too small.
That tall house on Church and 9. No, you're talking about Beaver Dam.
I'm talking about Beaver Dam. But then also on the other side, this gentleman, the other gentleman got up and spoke. I think he had a conditional use, and he wanted to build something there. And I think that it either got withdrawn or it was voted down. I don't know if you guys remember that one, the gentleman who was speaking.
Talking about Route 9 and Route...
In Church Road.
Yeah, I believe it.
That was a neighborhood business application for commercial zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lot was too small.
It was rejected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe withdrawn before it got this far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was just speculation. I don't think they had many plans. They just wanted to get it rezoned.
Wanted to get it rezoned. Well, what I'm saying is, we will take anything as long as it fits y'all's criteria and your recommendations and the things that you want to put before it. You know, if you want to put some conditions on it, you'll say, okay, we'll do it. And if the people meet the conditions, then they get put up. But as the young lady said a while ago, and Mr. Arlette, you said you're a follower of Christ, I think each and every one of you know that if a church that you lived in, that you went to or was right beside your home, wanted to be turned into a brew pub, Mr. Arlette, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Cole, Miss Deaver, you guys would not allow a brew pub to be turned, your church to be turned into a brew pub if it was sitting right beside you. It wouldn't even be a question. I don't know why today it's a question. Now, again, I have nothing against these gentlemen, okay? The people who were speaking here earlier, Mr. Jerron Duffy, he lives in Rehoboth, okay? The real estate agent who wants to make her 3-6% on the sale of the property. The gentleman who lives there now who says his wife is a direct descendant of Jacob Bell. They're leaving. We're here to stay. You can't, I mean, you just approved not too long ago, right up the street, Iron Source or Stokely Materials, mm-hmm. to build some kind of edifice from three residential homes that were there. Now it's going to be a business.
It's right next to the power plant. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They were homes there before. If you continue to do this, if we talk about, Mr. Cole, you said earlier that Belltown is historical. We want to keep Belltown as historical as we can. Well, we're not keeping it historical when we keep changing and putting conditional uses and allowing things to be built. It's just going to be all kinds of disorder and disarray. It's one thing to have commercial on the I guess it's the east side of Route 9, okay, or north side of Route 9. That's all commercial if you want it to be all the way up to where they're building the big edifices, okay? But on the other side, it's residential. And that's the way it needs to remain. You cannot keep, because if you say yes to the one and this one, and then what's the next one? What's the next one? You don't have any precedent of saying no.
You'd have to have a group of people working together. West Side New Beginnings, yeah. If you want to preserve it.
We don't have to work with anything.
Well, that's
we're here saying we don't want it. Do you hear the people in the community right now saying, I hear one group that want to build it. But every time we come and say no, and you've heard us say no, you're still saying yes. So do we need to hire an attorney and give him thousands of dollars and then you listen? Do we have to have a big group, as you just said, to be listened to?
Put some effort into it, yes.
Ms. Deaver, I would request that you not argue with a witness. Yeah. This is his opportunity to speak and make statements and allow him to do so without interruption.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm not arguing. I don't think Ms. Deaver's arguing, but it's good that you make those kind of comments because it goes to show what you're thinking. It's like your thinking is already, if we don't have that, y'all are going to approve it anyway. So we don't have a big group to stand in your way. Mr. Duffy spoke and said that the board wanted to sell the property. And I know that they said Royal Farms wanted to purchase the property at one time. I guess that didn't happen. They didn't want the church torn down? I don't know. Then the brew pub comes along and they want to restore the church. And so I know many of those members. If the church is the body and the body makes up the church, I'm a part of that body, if you want to say. I'm not on no board, but I know all of them. And a lot of them have, even the members in the church have said, this is not something that I want. This is not what, you know, I'm in favor of. But this is what's been voted on, to sell the church, but not to sell it and put a brew pub. As the lady stated earlier, we have not taken into consideration all those thousands of homes that are being built up the road on Route 23. We're not just talking about 900 homes with the two developments in Heron Bay and the Ridens and the retreat at Love Creek. We're talking about homes that once they get built, we're talking about having 3-4 cars at each home, where 3 or 4 cars can be on the road at a time coming from those places. We're talking about maybe 3,000 cars at a time leaving from out of those developments, driving up and down the neighborhood and cutting through. I live there. I want to use Route 9 to make a left-hand turn still. We either need to get rid of the whole thing, or we need to leave it in place. We can't go setting, changing just for one group of people that want to come in. And if it is historically a black community, why aren't you listening to what the black community is saying about their own community? And we talked about Jacob Bell. Someone said there was no offers. You asked what was the solution. I offered a solution at the last plan and zoning. My solution was simple. County has money in banks. In the bank, you know, we have reserves. Why can't we make it a win-win situation? Church wants to sell it. We want to preserve it. County buys it. Make it Jacob Bell Park in Belltown, a historical community. Be a first park that we have. Why would we want to make a brew pub out of something as historic as it is? Maybe then you turn it back over, I don't know, to a historical society to do something with it. Well, I believe that once it gets purchased, things can be done with it. I think grants could come in to help take care of a historical site. But the place is not as bad as everyone else is making it out to be. It's still being used every week for church services. It's still being used for funerals. There's no leaks in the roof. There's nothing wrong with the building, you know, per se. It needs to be brought up to code with bathrooms. But there's nothing wrong with that place. Funerals are still there. The pews are still intact. And I think I heard the gentleman say, we're going to leave it just the way it is on the inside. So what are we changing? We're going to leave the altar the way it is. We're going to leave the walls the way they are. What are we doing? We're putting a roof on. Putting a roof on and we're changing the shingles on the outside. So I'm strongly opposed to a brew pub being placed in the heart of our community, in the heart of more traffic in Belltown. Okay?
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ma'am, you had your hand up.
Good afternoon. My name is Judith Cannon, I live at 17814 Beaver Dam Road, Belltown, Lewis, Delaware. I am in opposition to the church being turned into a brew pub. For the simple fact that I am a woman of great faith, I'm an evangelist in my church. We rent the church, which is Faith United Methodist Church, right there in Belltown. Our church rents it. It's called GPPM, God's People for Purpose Ministry, and I am an evangelist there. We use the church every week. I am in opposition because it is a church, and when it was a church, it was consecrated for God's work, a church to give people spiritual direction in their lives, not a restaurant to feed people physically, but to feed people spiritually. I firmly believe that that is what it should remain. I don't have a solution as to what to do. I don't have the money. I live in a community where the majority of my relatives and the people are all old. We don't have the resources, really, I think, to be able to afford a lawyer. I know that I couldn't. My preference would be that the building would somehow be an historic building where someone was able to come in and know about Jigger Bell. I do know a little bit of history of the Jigger Bell story because my grandmother told it to me. She attended that church before the church where it is to the present day. It was over on the side. When they finished with that church, they built a bigger church where the present location is right now. I was married there. My grandmother was buried there. My mother was buried there, so on and so forth. I just am not happy that this building, the church, would become a brew pub because it was consecrated for God's work. And the other thing is the traffic. I can't get out of my yard now at 8 o'clock in the morning when school buses are going through. I have the most difficult time trying to get out of my yard to go into Lewis, to go to Rehoboth, to go anywhere. This is December. When summertime rolls around, it's much more difficult than that because I can look across the field now where they're developing in my neighborhood, and I see on the Route 9 side, I can look from where the lights are at Five Points, and I can look up as far as the eye can see, and there's a traffic buildup there. So if this pub was allowed, what is the impact of the traffic that's going to affect each and every one of us? I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? There's a gentleman here that had your hand up. You just put it down on the aisle, sir. And then after that, you go, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. And my name is Reverend Braven O'Duffy, retired pastor of the AME Church. Nevertheless, I live at Belltown, mm-hmm. right across from Church Street, right. 17544 Ward Avenue, Lewis, Delaware. I have heard the presentations, both pro and con. I want you to know that I am the oldest male member of the Duffy family. I want you to know that I have no objection to selling the church because of their situation. Now, I was born and raised in that church, and in fact, I physically helped to build it. When I would come out of that school, when I was in the seventh and eighth grade, and I helped to dig the basement with my dad's old homemade tractor and a scoop. We built that church. I was raised there. I was taught there. And I had the last opportunity. I was the last one that had the opportunity to help to teach the young people the principles of living right and becoming saved under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of history that you don't know about this church. And I'm not going against the church, but I am not for the purpose that is going to be put there. I have no objection to the restaurant, but to allow a beer pub to be in charge of the hallowed grounds of the church that were sanctified for that reason, for the reason of the beliefs and the things that we believe in, to allow the I call the enemy, Satan. And it is Satan that we are selling out to. If we are going to stand on the foundation of our belief in Christ, and then we turn around and go against those principles, then we are turning the house of prayer into a den of thieves. And Christ, you know how I'm like, I am somewhat in the middle. If we're going to preserve the dignity or the history of Belltown and what went into the makeup of our history, we cannot just sell out. We've got to stand on something. Otherwise, our beliefs don't mean a thing. Do I have a solution? I have a lot of them, but I will say this. If we want to make that community appealing and beautiful and attractive for those who are coming in, for the influx of people who are coming in, those who come to the beach, and so forth, if we want to make it attractive, then why can't we get together as the county, and do something to preserve it, to keep it from being sold out to the negative, because that's what it's coming to. That's what it's coming to. We believe that one day righteousness and justice is going to roll down the mountains like a mighty stream. If we don't do something about our situations now, we're just selling ourselves out. Now, let's be practical. We have heard and observed the demonstrations of war about what the buyers are saying, but let's look at what they are not saying. And that gives you the picture. No matter what, no matter what, we realize that having a brewery will bring revenue to the county. We realize that, understand that. Mm-hmm. But there is a conflict of interest here. We who were raised here, born here, bred here, and helped to build this community, what is that doing to us? As far as the entrances going in and coming out, is anybody considering those of us who live on the opposite side, which is commercial? We can't even get out on the highway without somebody being courteous enough to let us out. We are boxed in. Now, on the other side, where all of this interest is concentrated, there is nothing to our advantage. Nothing to our advantage. Everything seems to be going, to simplify it, we're being left to die or move out. Now, I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm trying to be optimistic and look at the situation as it is. Members of the board, again, I have no opposition to selling the church. But we know that it's not going to be the way that it's presented because of the conditional use. The conditional use is only an avenue of using a way into using residences and so forth to operate a business. Now, if such be the case, then why not go it on zone it commercial? No, I'm not going to get into all of that. What I'm getting to is this: if we're going to make it beautiful, then why can't we and the county and us rather, get together and demand that area between Church Street and Five Points be cleaned up? If we want to make it look better. If we will do the right thing and not allow the wine and the whiskey and whatever you're going to serve in there, if we do not allow that, let them put a restaurant in there, fine. And if we can do it on that basis, then I am willing to donate a piece of my property to the county as a memorial of Belltown, that whole area, be a memorial of Belltown. Yes, I am one of those who just sold out to Stokely, but I still have a piece in there that I'm willing to donate if we will do the right thing, I want to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your
Thank you very much. Sir, right here, yes.
My name is Robert Steinbeck. I live at 33092 East Light Drive in Henlopen Landing. One of the reasons why we in Henlopen Landing are concerned is there's no one actually policing the traffic on Salt Marsh Boulevard because it is a private road. So all of this traffic, and I'm not going to say a lot about traffic, but that's the big reason, because there's no state troopers policing that. There's no local police because we don't have local police. So whatever goes on there is on our onus because there's no one there taking care of it. And one of the things, we don't need any more developments in the area, a brew pub, 100 homes, 300 homes, or whatever, approved before you people get DelDOT, which I know has road problems. It seems like council approves almost every type of development and then gives DelDOT a problem to solve that they are not presently able to solve financially or whatever. It looks like it's time to stop everything, including this, and make sure that the traffic problems are taken care of. I know you have nothing to do with roads, but you can stop things until DelDOT either can catch up or somehow somebody else, the developers, pay for the road problems. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Mr. President, before we close the public hearing, I do know that we have members from DelDOT here. And if they would like to come forward, and if any of the council members had questions. Were there any questions from members of council?
From now on, I think they need to be acknowledged and brought up first, because
yes,
it just, there's, you know, they are state employees, and it's a shame to have wasting all their time sitting there. That, but we ought to get to them first if we know they're here. So from now on, if when you guys show up, let us know that you're here officially, because I didn't realize it for the longest time. I thought you were just disgruntled people with the look on your face.
I saw him taking a lot of notes.
So thank you. I'm Mark Cote. I'm the Assistant Director for DelDOT for Development Coordination.
Bill Brokenbrough. My title is County Coordinator. I work with Mark.
And while it may be efficient to get us up here early, we appreciate the opportunity to hear the public both for and against.
Good.
So that's not a problem for us to be listening to that. And we get a lot of good comments that we hear from the public on speeding issues, maintenance, traffic. So that's all part of our job. So we're here to answer any questions that you may have. One of the clarifications I do want to make is that through one of the initial meetings with the developer and looking at the points of access, we're not interested in having an access on Beaver Dam Road. So the entrance that's kind of... Sure. The access that's marked right here is where on Beaver Dam, or we actually want the access to be off of Church Road, and then that way you're not having conflicting movements with traffic coming in and out of Salt Marsh. So we're going to have the access off of Church Road. So after that, we're happy to answer any questions.
Would there be any widening of Church Road? And, you know, it seems like it would need that.
Yeah.
It's not going to have that much traffic on it.
Right now it's only like 18 to 20 feet, so there'll be some minor widening of Church Road to accommodate. They're going to have both.
You'll make the developer change up the corner there to make it, make improvements to turn into Church Street. Right, there will be improvements made there also.
Yeah, we'll make sure that the road can handle the traffic.
But you want to close off the other one.
Correct.
I understand. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a good thing. you do that quite often, and it does help, you know, and make people come in on a side entrance because you've got a very busy road out front.
Correct.
Is there anything that can be done to a relief. I don't know. It's there's going to be a lot more traffic than we have now. And is there anything else that can be done if this should be adopted to deal with that?
So we're going to be starting another study in this area in the coming year for this kind of area on the west of Route 1 and also some on the east of Route 1, just looking at more connections and kind of some of those grid connections that we've looked at 15 years ago. We've had different solutions over the decades for some of the areas here. So we're going to come back again and look at some of these connections, operational improvements, to try to relieve some of the traffic congestion.
What do you think about, to me, that is just a place I wouldn't want any more. I wouldn't want to, personally, would not want a business there because it's already so busy and dangerous. I heard statistics that didn't sound to me like it was that dangerous as far as accident reports, but I live there and I know it's dangerous. People aren't sure when they come in to Belltown whether they've got a right-of-way or not, and we have a lot of folks from out of town, and it's a puzzle, I'm telling you, and it makes it dangerous. So I just don't like to see something new there. Is there some way that DLDOT can help with that?
Yeah, so that'll be part of the study that we're going to look at in the next year. I'm particularly interested between Five Points and kind of this area right here. I'm just looking at the westbound movement. We're even just talking this morning about some of the different possibilities. Maybe it's adding a double left onto Belltown Road, kind of converting where the lane drop is, pushing one lane through, turning two left, and then turn one of the lanes to Plantation and turn the other one onto Beaver Dam. That can be done with more or less striping, not a whole lot of widening. So we'll be looking at all those things when we get our study going.
Well, now, do you know when that would be?
Right now, we're getting our consultant on board to give us a proposal to start that work, but it should be in the next few months.
I think your boss was here a couple weeks ago, and she indicated that but she indicated Five Points was on your kind of like your priority list.
Yes.
Of studies, okay.
So go ahead. Do you believe that what you're planning to do would ease in some of this that would happen if it's approved?
So I mean, we'll be looking at making all the improvements that we can. Of course, some of that takes money. Certainly, you know, this potential developer is not the cause of Five Points failing in the area.
No, of course not.
Nor should they be obviously required to fix any of those things.
Right.
Mr. Kulish or maybe Ms. Tustin talked about the area-wide study that will help contribute money that we can use to work on that study and then look at any improvements that are required that come out of that study. Then the developer may or may not be required to contribute to those improvements.
Well, I really would appreciate it. I think commercial should make a more of a contribution than residential folks. I mean, they've got
absolutely.
Lot more activity there. A lot more use of the roads.
So. Any other questions from council?
I know that you've heard a lot of testimony today from traffic concerns, of course, and bigger challenges that are beyond today's hearing, of course. So, but specifically, what is the applicant? Two questions I would have. Number one is specifically: what is the applicant looking, or are you requiring of the applicant? That's question number one. And number two is based on those improvements. Are you objecting to this applicant?
So we don't really
based on the traffic.
Right. So we don't object to a development. That would be extremely rare. Right. So what we do. List is what's required for approval. So one of the things that we're looking at here, and again, the developer has, not submitted formal plans or anything like that. It's too early before they get to us. So we just had some preliminary meetings, but we're looking at the improvements along where the entrances are, whether turn lanes are going to be required, which it doesn't appear that they are, but we haven't made those final determinations yet. And then we may look for operational study, run accident numbers again, all those kinds of things.
And then finally, one last question, and that is, I know there's been some concern regarding the Salt Marsh Boulevard Road. I know it's a private road. So as residents, because we all, you know, have and live and work around private roads, you know, that sometimes are used for cut-throughs. So can you address that at all, or any recommendations or any thoughts with respect to that?
Yeah, so we definitely took a note of that. There are three or four people all mentioned that, right. Particularly, you know, the residents who live there. It is a public road, but it's privately maintained, so that's right. A little bit different. It's not a Del-Dot okay. road, but it's dedicated to the public, so anybody can use it. However, the development is required to maintain it. Mm-hmm. So that does put
that doesn't
some...
doesn't seem too fair. but that's separate discussion.
Yeah, so. That can be a different discussion. So, but that's one of the things that we will look at. So maybe it makes sense that they, you know, it's no longer privately maintained. Well, that's something we could address, look at it, mm-hmm. work with state police on enforcement. That's certainly working with the Homeowners Association for enforcement issues.
Okay. Did I understand you to say you don't think you're going to require turn lanes?
I mean, we'll have to look at that. Mm-hmm. So we have to, with the no access off of Beaver Dam Road, right. then there's more trips onto Church Road.
Okay.
We'll also take a look at mm-hmm. Where the trips are really coming from. So they're talking today a little bit more from the west. You certainly do have GPS. A lot of people, if they're on vacation, they're following their GPS. They just plug in the address. They don't know all right. the shortcuts. At the same time, their GPS is also directing them to the fastest. So if there's congestion, then, you know, if you can't make a left or it's congested to make a left directly in, maybe it is faster to do a right. So those kinds of things will be factors to consider.
I've had two different kinds of GPS, and it always wants me to go on Church Road. I have no idea why, because to try to go on Church Road and make a left on Route 9, no, I would never right. try. I
don't. Okay.
But yes. Anyway, that may not. How do I find out how what you're saying, how that might be progressing? Because it's really something that is very important. It's my district and.
With the traffic study?
Are you going to be talking with our administrator, or how does that work? And what's the connection?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking to the administrator. Uh-huh. Bobby Geyer in our planning section is the assistant director in charge of that planning okay. study. So she'll be the one in contact with Drew Boyce, who was here last week.
Yeah.
He's my director.
Oh, I know, Bobby. I might get, so she would have the answers as to whether some of the things you're talking about are going to happen or not.
Right, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Lank, did you have a question?
If I understood you right, Mark, you said that Salt Marsh Boulevard is public with private maintenance.
That's my understanding, yes.
That was my understanding, too. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, yes.
So it is dedicated.
Dedicated to public use.
But it is privately maintained, and that was since the beginning of Henlopen Lane.
Yes, that's the way it was proposed. I don't believe we have not accepted it, and what we need to research is whether we were planned to accept it once it was built out. So that's what
right,
we need to research.
It was an interconnect proposed to get from Beaver Dam to Plantation without going out and to the Belltown intersection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything you can do about it?
Anything about the maintenance or?
Well, I mean, to help, because it's a bad situation. And I mean, I don't know what you were just saying just now. I'm just kind of hoping that you said
you're
going to look at it.
I mean, what we were going to look into is the maintenance issues.
Maintenance issues. Right.
Yes, yes.
Anything okay. would help.
Understood.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much.
Mr. President, at this time we've concluded the public hearing, so it is appropriate to close the public hearing at this point. And if it's a pleasure, Council, to close public record.
So moved. We will close public hearing, and it's okay, Council, to close public record. And ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a restaurant and brewery to be located on certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.99 acres, more or less, for the reasons 1 through 6 given by planning and zoning with the conditions 7A through G.
Pleasure, Council.
Well,
it's a big package here. It would not be inappropriate to defer, so we can study the packet if it's up.
Sure, I would move to defer.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Cole, to defer on the conditional use 2034. Any questions?
Just a lot of things are hanging in the air that I'd like to get straightened out before I would vote.
Sure.
And this won't be revisited until after the first of the year.
Right. All right. We'll be more,
no more meetings this year.
So that how did
any more questions?
Year.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. Do you defer?
On defer, yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore?
The next one is...